Fitness Coaching with Heidi M.
Time for Greatness Coaching on this Monday afternoon, just gone 2 o'clock, and we're joined as always by Heidi M. Today we are talking about your evening routine, having last week discussed your morning routine and getting up in the morning and not checking your phone first thing. Now we're talking about your evening routine. Hello, Heidi.
Hello, Ion. How are you doing on that side?
I'm great. I've got a fantastic view and good company, so I'm very, very happy. How are you?
Lucky fish. I'm excellent. I'm well. Have you been implementing your morning routine, Ion? And how's it going on that front?
Working on it.
Get with the program, my friend.
Yes, it is rather difficult because you're so set in your ways, and also, you know, it's kind of routine now. So you kind of need to break it and start with something new.
Yes, that's right. Any habit, the good habits take about 21 days, around about 21 days to actually set for yourself, so that you don't think back to the past routines or lack thereof that you've had. The latest research is that it takes about 66 days to fall into a proper routine or to get used to it sufficiently, but anything in between, you know, I would just like us to make a start. The most difficult bit is to make that start, and just to get your mind right, the mindset. If you decide for yourself and you make a decision, you tell yourself, I made this decision, I feel great about my decision, it's easier to follow through.
Yeah.
So in light of that, I want to talk to you about the evening routine. The evening routine precedes your sleep. And as we know, sleep is so incredibly important. If sleep goes wrong, we get a whole host of other health issues. So this evening routine and the proper winding down after a day's work or even a day's play needs winding down is incredibly important. So I would like to say avoid randomness. Avoid being random. And this goes as much for the morning. You know, especially if one starts getting a little older, I would say anything over 30 needs to seriously avoid randomness. It's called a routine. It's not called a routine for nothing, you know. So, yes, try and stick to the same events and sequence of them every evening, in order to help your brain unwind. And in the same breath, then eliminate and avoid negativity in the evening. Negativity has a nasty habit of lingering in our subconscious mind. And this leads to you going to bed negative. This leads to you not processing your day properly while you are sleeping. It leads to broken sleep. It leads to then subsequently you getting up tired. And I mean, who needs that? So try go out of your way to think positive thoughts, do positive things, and surround yourself with positive people in the evening. And then in the evening, I know the big names like Oprah Winfrey and Anthony Robbins and those people, they do one thing they love every night, like reading or speaking to a loved one or playing, walking with your pet or soaking in a bath with your fragrant bath salts. Do at least one thing that you love in the evenings. And then, very importantly, plan your next day. Otherwise, you're going to go to bed uncertain. And then that whole sequence that I said to you just now about having broken sleep and not being able to switch off properly and waking up tired subsequently is going to take place. So plan your next day. It gives you peace of mind. You are in a position to reassure yourself that the next day is going to be fine, and that things are planned out. If you do that, you're just giving yourself that head start for the next day. And then, very importantly, turn off those electronics an hour to an hour and a half before going to bed. The blue light seriously messes with your circadian rhythms. And that is not healthy. And you know, broken sleep due to these circadian rhythms that are messed up, they lead to all the kinds of health problems one could do without: weight gain, and sometimes even obesity and type 2 diabetes, hormonal fluctuations, and a whole host of things that are just negative and nobody in their right mind would want for themselves. So turn off those electronics, get rid of the blue light that messes with those circadian rhythms. And then a very important one: cool your room. We always think, oh no, if it's winter especially, I must make sure that my room is extremely hot. You know, the body doesn't want to relax if it's too hot. It actually places the body in a form of stress, which also leads to terrible sleep. So cool your room. And now, especially that it's so hot in the winter, in the summer months in South Africa, you know, we can get very, very hot, especially here in Gauteng and where I come from, Bloemfontein. Cool your room so that you can sleep in a relaxed and almost like on a cellular level, a relaxed way. It's just going to promote better sleep. So don't forget about that, and don't make your room too hot in winter. And then read your goals before you go to bed. Before sleeping at night, read those goals. Remind yourself, what are you living for? What are you working for? This is how you motivate yourself. Because, you know, motivation never comes and knocks on the door and presents itself. How's it hides? I'm motivation. I'm here to help you. I wish that would happen, but it doesn't. So you need to motivate yourself. And a good way of doing that is reading your goals after you've, of course, written them down in your journal, and then take a moment for reflection on the day and for prayer or meditation or both. And then set your things for the next day. Very importantly, set your things for the next day. Your clothes, lay them out. You don't want to fall around for this first thing in the morning. You'll remember that last week I spoke to you about having set everything the night prior. So this is just your reminder. Set your clothes and pack your food. Make the food or prepare the food and then pack it for the next day so that you don't fall around for those. And I promise you, these are all habits that will serve you. It serves you to be prepared. It serves you to plan. It serves you to have goals and to remind yourself of them. And it serves you to eliminate randomness and negativity in the evenings. And this overall will help you to be a more well-balanced, a better focused human being. And you know, Eon, if we are balanced and focused and we've got our mind set on what we have to do and we stay positive as much as we possibly can, we can win. Each and every one of us can win. We can be victors in our lives. We are enabling us to take charge and to take control. And that is what I have to say about an evening routine and the importance of it. And you won't know how good it is for you until you've done it for 2 weeks straight.
Heidi, a few questions. I'd like to ask you, what is your cutoff time for dinner?
Because of the intermittent fasting, I stop eating at 6 o'clock in the afternoon or in the early evening. Even before I started intermittent fasting, which is ages ago, I always stopped eating early enough, like 2 to 3 hours before going to bed. It is terrible for you to eat close to bedtime. Everything just packs around your waist and your behind. If you're a woman, you'll feel it on your bum. It is terrible, and it doesn't make for good sleep.
Yeah.
If your stomach is so full. So I would really say, for those who are not intermittent fasting, and you should be intermittent fasting, but for those of you who are not yet, 2 to 3 hours before bedtime, stop eating, for crying out loud. You won't die of hunger. You're doing yourself a disservice.
Yeah. Heidi, also the new devices, we're talking computers and phones and tablets, all these things, they come with a blue light filter for nighttime. Do you think that's still effective, or is the whole purpose of it not good enough?
It's not good enough. Yes, it does help, and it does. It takes away the strain from the eyes, especially in the evening, because of the light around us being so different to the daylight.
Yeah.
So I think the big thing about that is that it helps the eyes not strain during evening use of these devices, because there is a portion of the evening that we do use devices early evening.
Yeah.
If we're going to watch the news on television, or we're going to answer a few emails or whatever, and I think that assists there. But it's not only the blue light, and there is still some blue light coming through. It's not like there is nothing coming through. The other thing is that your brain doesn't switch off. You're still busy on an electronic device, and you're still thinking in a million directions, which is not your own positive, focused energy on yourself in the evening. So regardless of the filters, still switch them off an hour before bed.
And Heidi, what time do you go to sleep? Like, when do you actually fall asleep? I'm thinking around 10, am I correct?
Yeah, look, and that really depends on anyone, and each person to his own or her own. My father used to tell me, remember, beauty sleep is before 12. So try and get some sleep in before 12. I know some of us are night owls, really we get very, very good sleep before 12 at night. I can highly recommend that. I switch all my devices and everything off at 10 o'clock at night, and then I have an hour to myself where I do all these things that I told you about. I prep my food and my clothes the early in the evening, and then about 11, half past 11, I go to bed, and I am ready to fall asleep then.
And then you sleep for what, 6-8 hours?
I sleep 7 hours a night. That is enough for me. Nobody should sleep less than six.
Yeah.
They are very, very, it's very rare that people can get on with less than 6 hours a night. I know people like Roosevelt and those were famous for sleeping only 2 hours a night,
sure.
But you are not him. So try for at least six, and don't sleep more than 8 hours. There's something like too much sleep as well,
yeah.
You know. So yes, I would say anything between 6 and 8 hours a night is very good for us, and it should be like that. That's if you're an adult, of course. Children sleep more.
That's it. Heidi, thank you so much. As always, very interesting. How do we get hold of you?
Yes, you can email me on heidi@homebound.co.za, or you can find me on my social media, which is at Greatness Coaching with Heidi M on Facebook, or at Greatness Coaching on Instagram. Thank you, Eon. Have a beautiful rest of the day.
And you, Heidi, and looking forward to next week, where we'll talk about time management.
There we go. See you then. Bye. Bye-bye.